Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. It's good to have you on Front Porch Talks. And today I'm joined by Heidi Dove, who attends our church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene and also works as our mission partnership advocate. Heidi, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
And I have Heidi on Front Porch Talks today to talk about the golf tournament that Village to Village is hosting coming up in a few weeks, and also a little bit about her trip to Moldova that she took recently. Heidi, would you just start out by talking about when the golf tournament is and any other details that you'd like to share about the golf tournament for Village to Village?
Sure. We are hosting our first annual Hope for Villages golf tournament at Heritage Oaks October 7th. It's a Saturday. This will benefit projects that we do around the world, bringing clean water to schools, healthcare, training for families. We are joining the Joy Group at our church. They're going to be coordinating the event, so we're thankful that they are a part of it. We would love to have more people sign up as teams. If you know that is something that you have an interest in, you can always give me a call at 540-820-6511. The deadline to sign up for the tournament is the 24th.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi, for that information. So that gives you a little over a week to sign up for the golf tournament. And how did the idea of the golf tournament come about, or anything else you'd like to share about that?
We have some men in our church that are avid golfers, and they actually approached Pastor Jim about doing a golf tournament. We used to do tournaments years ago and kind of got out of the habit. And Jim came straight to me because he knew that that was something that would probably benefit Village to Village in a good way. So we are partnering with the men in church that love to golf, and they're actually doing a lot of the legwork for us. And we've got some great sponsors that have already given, and we just plan to have a really good day that day.
Heidi, I think you mentioned that there's some people sponsoring the golf tournament, and maybe if some people were still interested in sponsoring the golf tournament, give some information about that.
Sure. We have different levels of sponsorships. They go from having a hole at the tournament to having a whole team that can play and having some things on our website and Facebook, and it starts from $100 all the way up to $750. We do have our largest sponsor this year is Skyline Roofing, so we're really excited to have them, and we are also going to feed our golfers. Eber Wanger, who makes delicious food, is going to actually be there to do food for us. So there's a lot of different ways you can get involved if it's something that you like.
And can they find that information on the Village to Village website, or what's the best way for them to get that information?
They can go to Facebook on Village to Village, and we have all the information there. We should also have it on our website, hopeforvillages.org, or again, they can give me a call at 540-820-6511, and I can talk through some of the things.
And any other details you'd like to share about the golf tournament before we go on to talk about your recent trip to Moldova?
I think that's it. It's just, it'll be a really fun day, and it's a great way to sponsor families and children that don't have for clean water and medical issues, and just a little goes a long way in third world countries. So even, you know, if you give $10 or $15, that feeds a family for a week. So any way that you can help with the golf tournament would be great.
And of course, I'm sure if nothing else, people can be in prayer about the golf tournament, or maybe if they know of anybody who would be interested, they can pass this information along.
Yeah, that would be great.
So recently, you and a few others took a trip to Moldova. Talk a little bit about that trip, the purpose, like what you guys did there, and maybe even where Moldova is located for those who don't know.
Moldova used to be part of Russia, so it's right below Russia, and it's next to Ukraine, a small landlocked country. They have so many needs because after the fall of Russia, a lot of things changed in that country. So we began going there with some people that we work with in Guatemala, and they're from Moldova, so that's how the connection was made. And we're working with a church there that reaches out to villages and their community just in huge ways, and they are able to do a lot with people that don't have much. We are working in one of the villages. They have a school there that just has things that we can get done in a week. They need a gym painted. They need a sidewalk fixed. They need a playground. And their playground really consists of some benches and some balls. So it's not a lot that we have to do. So for them to continue to be a school, the government has said that they have to do these things. And we can go in a week and get them all done. So that's one of the things we're doing. The other thing that we'll be working on is with the church. Doxo Deo is the name of the church in Chisinau. And they are starting a preschool. So our preschool here, Kids Harbor, is going to be doing some training with them and just really working through the details of helping them start a school. They are all about helping their community. And so we are just privileged to be able to walk with them through that. We will also be doing some training with foster parents and people that are interested. They have a lot of street children in Moldova. A lot of the parents have moved out of the country and left their children. And it's the largest trafficked country in the world. So there's a lot to be done. We took New Creation with us. And they will also be going with us in April on the trip to work with a specific organization there, Beginning of Life, that works with trafficked women and children. And so they are partnering with them and have already started a great ministry with them. And we're just walking with them through that.
Well, thank you, Heidi. And maybe any specific stories or anything like that that sticks out from the trip?
We spent some time with one of the pastors from Doxo Deo, and he is 27-year-old that has been married for about 6 years and has 2 children. He was orphaned when he was young. And he did go through school and went through college, and he's an IT person, but he felt called to be a minister, and so he kind of gave that dream up to start pastoring. And we just talked to them a little bit about the income and what it costs to live there. The basic income in Moldova, in Chisinau specifically, is about $150 a month. So he works, his wife works. And so they don't quite bring in $300 a month, but their expenses are $600. So for them, it will always be hard for them to ever get ahead. They will never be able to purchase a home. There's just things that will not happen. He could easily move outside of the country and make a lot more money because of what his degree was in, but he feels a call of God on his life. So we are actually sponsoring his children. My daughter decided that she just felt called to do that. And we will also start sponsorships up for other children in the area at the preschool as well as at the village, just to help facilitate ministry. They try to feed these kids and just make sure that they have a good meal. And so we will be starting sponsorships up in the next month. And that'll be on our website and on our Facebook page as well.
And just remind us what the village-to-village website is for those who might not know.
It is hopeforvillages.org, and it's H-O-P-E, the number 4, villages.org.
Also, I believe you're having an informational meeting coming up in a couple days that talks about different trips and stuff, not only to Moldova, but also to the other areas that you're going to in 2018. Talk a little bit about that.
We have a meeting this Sunday at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, 1871 Boyers Road, at 2 o'clock, and it is about all of our 2018 trips, which includes Africa, Moldova, Guatemala, and Paraguay. And we have to plan trips early enough to be able to get flights at a good rate. So it is early, but it allows us to have cheaper trips. So that meeting is for anybody that has any interest at all. Again, it's at 2 o'clock at the church, and we'll give you information on all the different countries and the dates and the cost and just information about what we'll be doing. We are also making a trip in October to Texas to help with hurricane relief. And if that is something you have an interest in, you can also check out our Facebook page or give me a call. We just feel like that is something we need to do. And so we'll be sending a team somewhere around the 8th of October for about a week.
And for those who might not be able to make the meeting, what would be the best way for them to find out information, whether it be the trip to Texas or the 2018 trips abroad to the different places?
You can call me or email me. That's probably the quickest way for me to respond. And my phone number is 820-6511, or you can email at hdove67@gmail.com.
Also, Heidi, any other information that you'd like to share about the ministry of Village to Village, the golf tournament, or maybe even some prayer requests for Village to Village or these different countries and situations that you're going into?
We really are just teaching local communities how to make a difference. We were able to take quilts and dresses and things that people had made here with us, and it was a huge blessing to those families in Moldova. It's not things they get very often. So there's very simple things if you like to sew, if you're crafty, things that you can do here. We take a lot of school supplies with us when we go to places, just things that they cannot get their hands on. And really, we just need prayer for guidance. We have a lot on our plate for 2018, and we always want to make sure that we are in the center of God's will. So we love being covered by prayer by the community.
Well, Heidi, that's a great point. Even for those who aren't able to go on these different trips, there's still many ways for people to get involved and help out. And I'm sure they could email you or call you, as you already gave that information, is that correct, for other ways to get involved?
Yeah, and you can always see what is going on through our Facebook and website, and we have Instagram as well. So we try to post on a daily basis just so people can see what's going on.
Well, Heidi, unless you have anything else, I'll just close in praying for you and praying for the golf tournament and also praying for these different areas that Village to Village will be going into.
Thank you.
Lord, we come before you today, and we just thank you for Village to Village and the ministry that they're doing in the U.S. and also abroad, Lord. We pray for the golf tournament, Lord. We pray that it is profitable for Village to Village and is also profitable for those that are sponsoring the golf tournament and helping out Village to Village, Lord. We pray for the upcoming trips Village to Village is taking in 2018, whether it be to Moldova, Paraguay, Guatemala, or Africa, Lord, or the upcoming trip in October to Texas, Lord. We also remember to pray for those who were affected by Hurricane Harvey in Texas or Hurricane Irma in Florida, Lord. We pray for these families and for their recovery, Lord. And even for those who are not able to go on any of these trips, Lord, we just pray that they would remember to keep Village to Village in prayer, and these families and Heidi and the work teams that will be going on these different trips, Lord. And we also pray a blessing over those who are involved in many other ways besides going on the trips that Village to Village is taking, Lord. And we just pray for the different families that Village to Village is reaching out to, and the different, whether it be schools or other organizations, churches, Lord, we just pray a blessing over them. And thank you for Heidi and her heart for others, Lord, and her heart to bless those that are less fortunate, Lord. And we just pray for the upcoming 2018 trips, and also for the meeting coming up this Sunday, and also for the golf tournament, that everything comes together, Lord. And I thank you for this time we've had to talk about Village to Village, Lord, and would pray that those who you have spoken to through this program, that they will get in touch with Heidi, whether it be through email or through phone call, Lord. Pray that your will would be done in this ministry, Lord. We ask all this in your name. Amen. Thank you, Heidi, for joining me today, and I pray that the golf tournament goes well, and also pray for the ministry of Village to Village.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.